number 128 from December of 2016, This Church is Mine. I was sitting in the church office early one morning before the secretary arrived, and the phone rang. I picked it up and said, Lutheran Church, Pastor Cal speaking. The voice on the other end of the line said, I would like to speak to the owner of the business, please. Well, that would be God, I replied evenly. Oh, I'm sorry. Have a good day, the voice on the other end said, and quickly hung up. I guess the answer I gave about God was a bit of a showstopper. Maybe there's not too much to say after that. I mean, after all, how much higher up the line can you go after God? That's pretty much it. I've tried to use this same technique on my wife a time or two, but with less success. When she asked me, who told you you could have that second hamburger? God, I replied. It did not make her stop and think for a minute before she further chided my hoggishness. But when you think about it, the part about God being the owner of the business is a good thing to remember. The church is God's business, and the business of the church is God. Those two things we must remember. Firstly, it is Christ's church. It is not ours. There is a world of difference between saying, I belong to this church, and saying, this church is mine. When I say that I belong to this church, I remember that it is not my own little fiefdom to run as I please, and that my express purpose as a member is to do what I can in this little corner of God's kingdom and fit in with all the other members who have their strengths and desires and pictures of what we should be doing. When, however, I say that this church is mine, I indicate that I should be the one that has the real picture of what we should be doing in this congregation, and whatever somebody else thinks is obviously wrong if it doesn't agree with me. That goes for the pastor just as it does for anybody else in the parish. This is not the church of Pastor Cal. It is the church of Jesus Christ. I have ideas about what I would like to see done, but so do other folks, and their ideas are just as valid as mine. Martin Luther talked about the royal priesthood of all believers and took that very seriously. Secondly, we must remember that the business of the church is God. If our business is to line up with God's business, then we need to be constantly listening to what he tells us in word and sacrament. We are his voice of good news. Ours are the hands that God gave to take care of the hurting people. Ours are God's feet to go and get things done that he wants. We are not here to be a meaningless social club or museum to dust the saints off once a week. We are the hospital for sinners. That is God's business, and that is our business.